Hey guys, welcome to the Mental Makeover Podcast. I'm Lauren Curtis. You've probably heard the phrase, the grass is always greener on the other side, but I believe it's greener where you water it. This podcast is here to provide you with meaningful advice from myself and others in order to give your little patch of grass the best chance to grow and flourish. Hey guys, hope you're all having a nice day. I wanted to chat about what has been on my mind. I generally talk about the things that I need to come to terms with myself. Not always, actually. That's a bit of a generalization. But a lot of the time, I feel like the reason I record these podcasts is because I've just come full circle with a thought or just finished struggling with something and I've gotten mentally on top of it, even if like temporarily, but just mentally on top of it. And I want to share how I got to that point. It's not always like, oh, you know, I've just been observing people for years and I've come to this conclusion. A lot of the time, I think I heard that about authors. Like a lot of the time authors write books that they need to take advice from themselves, or they write books for themselves. I don't know, something like that anyway, but this is one of those. So it was yesterday, I believe, that Reese and I, this is like a, I'll tell you the story, like the lead up to this particular situation, but Reese and I were shopping for dinner and we couldn't decide between a little like summery salad that we love or this pesto summery salad with pasta that we used to eat and loved. And we couldn't remember the brand of vegan pesto that we used. So I thought to myself, oh, no, and also the vegan parmesan, because that was amazing. And we just tried a vegan parmesan recently and it wasn't that good. So we wanted to remember exactly what we used last time. So thank you, Instagram, for your brilliant feature of archived Instagram stories. I opened up my Instagram and scrolled all the way back to, I think it was 2017 is all the way it goes back to. And I was like, okay, trying to basically pinpoint the day, the month and the year that I posted about the ingredients for this pasta. Because I know that I did. Like I know that I had a lot of people asking me what I used. So I posted the ingredients. Long story short, I found it. It was like, I think November 2019, just in case you wanted to know. And I was like, that is how I got to this point. But in terms of what this pesto pasta brought to my attention is how I felt about myself scrolling through my old photos and videos and all of like, yeah, like basically just taking a walk through memory lane. And I've always known, like, not to compare myself to when I was, I don't know, 18, because I was a teenager, like, still kind of a child. Like, none of us have, I mean, some of us do, but that's another story. Most of us don't have the same metabolism as we did when we were that young. Like, I could eat anything I wanted and it would never show up on my body. Like, it just evaporated through my pores into thin air. And you wouldn't know. But obviously as you get older, people like to remind you that, oh, you gotta watch what you eat because your metabolism slows down. And it's true, it does. So it's always been like, as much as I will look back at old photos and be like, wow, I was like so, so tiny then, and think back to my old mindset back when I was that small, and never of course thought I was that small. I always thought I was bigger than I was. Which I think I've spoken about this before, but I think so many of us can relate to that. You know, you're never, it's a quote like, you wish you were as skinny as the last time you thought you were fat, or something like that. I hate that word fat, it's such a negative word, but basically, like, if you think I don't like using that word. I'm just going to use it because I can't think of a better word right now. Fat. Ew, that's such a negative word. Fat. Right now, it's pretty much like guaranteed that in 5 or 10 years, you don't look back to yourself now, unless you are overweight and you lose weight in the future, like, you know, a large volume. If you've maintained a kind of steady weight, you haven't, like, your weight hasn't influxed much throughout, you know, the last 10 years or so, it's probably likely that you'll look back on how you look now and be like, wow, I was so, you know, fit back then, or I was so slim back then, or whatever it is to you that is appealing. Maybe it's, I was so muscly back then, or I was so curvy back then, like whatever you find more attractive. But it's only until time has passed that we actually appreciate that we can appreciate how we looked back then, or how we look. Oh, I think you know what I'm talking about. I'm trying not to edit this podcast because I had a few people message me in after listening to my last podcast saying that they liked that I didn't do any edits, that it was like raw and completely untouched. So all my stuff ups, I'm going to leave them. Hope you don't mind. My little skinny, literally skinny, I was like skinny fat, where I was super, super, super skinny, but I had no like muscle on me. I was just skinny fat. And that was me up until probably, I'd say 20 maybe, 21 maybe. And I'm obviously 27 now, turning 28 in a couple of weeks. Crazy. But 2017 was 3 years ago, which would have made me 24. Which is only a few years after I was 21, which I just said was like, you know, when that kind of super slim, skinny fit thing, skinny fat thing phased out, shall we say, it was no longer relevant. And I guess it has kind of matured. I mean, not all of us. Jesus Christ. Oh my gosh. I forgot that I set an alarm, and that just, that absolutely scared the bejesus out of me. I'm sorry. Wow. Okay. Get back on track now. So anyway, 3 years ago, which when you think about it, isn't really that long at all. Like 3 years ago, it feels like yesterday sometimes. And I don't feel like I looked that different 3 years ago. I don't feel like I've changed that much, but going through these old stories and photos and videos really brought some stuff up for me, because I found myself, it wasn't so much reminiscing on what I was doing in those photos and videos, because I mean, life is still pretty similar. I mean, I was probably going on more like influencer brand trips and stuff, but I feel really satisfied that I have done a few of those and I got to experience that, and I don't necessarily want to do that now. I'm not actually a huge fan of traveling, and I feel like, yeah, I was, you know, lucky enough to experience it a few times, so I don't have like a yearning to go and do that again. Other than that, we lived at the house we just sold, you know, for 5 years, so we were still living there. Like nothing, yeah, I was still with Reese, still had Mia. Like life wasn't that different, so I wasn't being nostalgic about that. It was literally the way I looked. It was like I was watching through these stories, and sometimes the thoughts were bad. Like, oh gosh, my lips were terrible. Why did I not realize that lip filler in that area or that amount just didn't suit me? But then in the next like day, no, not day, it doesn't change that quickly, but next like maybe half a year or a year later, I was like, oh wow, maybe I should get lip fillers. They look really great in here. And then like a few months later, it's like, oh my gosh, my skin looks so nice here. And then like 2 years later, oh my God, my skin looks terrible here. It really was a roller coaster of emotions. But what I got out of it more than anything was an overwhelming sense of mourning the loss of something, or mourning a change almost, because it was the smallest things, like, wow, my face shape, like my chin, and right now I'm pushing my little jowls or whatever they're called up. I was like, oh my gosh, it was so much slimmer back then. Have I gained weight? Has my gravity aging, getting older started setting in and taking hold? Oh my gosh, am I being unrealistic? Is this silly to think that I'm aging at this young? Why does it matter if I've put on weight? I'm happy. And I went through all these different damn scenarios in my head. But I left overwhelmingly feeling like not as attractive as I felt going into it. Like, if you had asked me how attractive I was before I scrolled through my old photos and videos, I would have said it was higher than what it was once I had stopped. And it really got me thinking, because I know all of us do this. So many of us mourn our younger selves. It could be, as I said before, like 10 years when I was 18, which I don't, I mean, yeah, sure, it'd be nice to eat whatever you want and not have to think twice about how that will affect your body, but I know that's, yeah, I it's a very clear distinction for me. Like, that was when I was very, very young. Still a teenager, it just doesn't make sense for me to compare who I was then to who I am now, because our bodies change. We get older, you know, our bodies sometimes, well, not sometimes, I'm guessing they always do, like, prepare for childbirth, I don't know, to be a woman, to have, to bear children, to pop a few out, that kind of thing. So, you know, and then as you get older, your body changes when you start, when your hormones change and you start going through menopause. Like, it's just a natural progression. Our bodies change as we age. And from 18 to now, yeah, it doesn't bother me. But it's funny that those few little last years, like the most recent years where I haven't really noticed a dramatic change or, yeah, in my physical appearance, really kind of got me more than the more dramatic changes. It was, yeah, that's what it is. It's like the smaller little changes that I noticed affected me more than the big ones. And perhaps it's because I didn't see it coming or I didn't realize they were happening. And then I went in this spiral of like, oh my gosh, is this happening right now? Am I going to look in the mirror in 6 months and look completely different, but I don't realize it's happening? Like, it's just your brain, or maybe it's my brain. And I think it also comes down to, like, the expectation that society puts on women to look youthful, to stay fit and healthy and slim and always looking our best. And if your body is changing and you're losing your grip on youthfulness, then the world basically is closing up for you and you may as well shrivel up into a little ball. And that gets worse, obviously, the older you get. I'm only 28, I'm not even 30 yet. Sorry, 27, not even 30 yet. So I'm sure the whole society hating on women that aren't 15 will be more confronting as I age towards, you know, my 40s and 50s. But I don't know. It was just really, it was a really strange thing. And I found myself, like, just having to close out of it. I mean, I eventually found it, thank God, but sorry, I would normally cut this out. I eventually found the pesto pasta, which is the most important part of this story. I found it. I will buy those ingredients again. But in the meantime, I had to just close off and stop myself from spiraling because I knew it was happening. And I left feeling like, okay, so how do I fix this? It was like a fixing thing. How do I change what I was completely and totally happy about like 30 minutes ago, an hour ago? How do I fix this really, really pressing issue? And it was just a really gross feeling. So it brought me to a point of like sitting with myself and wondering why that would be so important in the first place, like why a change of appearance would be so important in the first place. And it's only important if your self-worth is based on what you look like, and if you think that the people around you only treat you the way that they treat you or feel the way that they feel about you because of the way you look. Whereas if you know what is on the inside and you're happy and proud of that, then it shouldn't really matter what the outside looks like, right? Because that is how you present yourself, but it's not you. It's not who you are. Some people obviously put a stronger emphasis on their appearance. Perhaps that makes up more of who they are by choice for whatever reason, but I'm not one of those people. I don't want to let my appearance govern the way I feel about myself, because it's always going to change. I mean, history is a great example of that. It changed when I was 10, it changed when I was 13, 17, 21, 25, 28. So of course it's going to change when I'm 30, 33, 37, 40, like it's going to keep on changing. So if you allow yourself to dictate how good of a person you are or how lovable you are based on something that you can never really control, then you're doomed to be disappointed, aren't you? Like, you're doomed to be hateful, not hateful, you're, yeah, it's really only downhill from there. You're putting yourself in a situation where you can't really win. And that's what I don't ever want to happen. I think I'm also very hyper aware of it because of the industry that I'm in, and I've had so many people comment on the way I look. So naturally I am very, I guess hyper aware of my physical presence. I know now that it's not what makes me me, but it still is naturally, like as a human being, it still matters to me and it's still important to me and I still want to take pride in it. So it's this weird situation where it's like, you know that your looks aren't important, but they also are important. So that is, I guess, also why it plays into my mind. It's not really like I don't as so much think like, ooh, I can't change the way I look because what will happen to the people that follow me? Will I get nasty comments or people unfollow me? Because I know that for the most part, those little changes are only really visible or noticeable to me because we see ourselves every single day, whereas you guys would only, you know, see me every day or every couple of days, and you're seeing so many other people at the same time, so you're not really keeping track of whose appearance has changed minutely each day or each year. But my appearance is still my business, almost. So, you know, if I were to completely transform the way I looked, it would of course affect my business because brands work with me because of the way they're used to seeing me and my followers are used to seeing me. My followers follow me because they follow me. follow. You guys follow me because you're used to seeing me a certain way and perhaps that way is similar to you. So my suggestions and recommendations are relevant to you because we have similar hair colors or skin colors or whatever. But for the most part, small changes aren't going to make a dent in anyone's perception of me. So I think those are the kind of things that I say to myself. And it's a similar thing if you were going through something like this. Instead of obviously having a public persona and saying, oh, you know, blah, 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 what I just said, it's a case of like, it's realistically only me that can notice these changes, or you that can notice those changes on yourself. No one else is looking at you and thinking, wow, this has changed. Lauren looks different. Like, you see yourself every day, so you can tell when things are different. Or perhaps it takes what it took me, which was looking back in like months ago or years ago and seeing the gradual changes. But I mean, like, no one normally does that unless you're going through your photo albums and you can really see a difference. But for the most part, yeah, like, people see you every single day. So it's not like they're noticing, well, I mean, the people in your life, like your partner or your friends or your parents, they see you every single day. They're not going to notice these things changing. We are so, so hard on ourselves to the point where we will, like, pick apart our appearance, but then when we notice someone else that we love or care about's appearance changing, like, you wouldn't even bat an eyelid. You wouldn't even think twice. But it's like going to the beach and wearing a bikini. We think that everyone's looking at us and noticing all our insecurities and all our imperfections, but in reality, they're just thinking that about themselves because we're all so damn insecure about our appearance and what people think of us that, yeah, there's no point in dwelling on, oh my gosh, my face looks slimmer or smoother or has less acne, or my hair was softer, or my body was slimmer or more muscly or whatever. I looked happier, I looked healthier. Like, I mean, if it really bothers you enough, then you take steps to get back to that point. But if you're doing it because you feel like you're worth less as a human now because those things changed over time, then I think that is where the issue lies. Like, change things about yourself because they'll make you happier or healthier, not because they'll make you feel more worthy as a person or more worthy of love or affection, or because you're scared of what other people will think, or if you're worried that other people will lose their attraction to you. Like, it is entirely normal for our bodies to change as we age. They may shrink or inflate or get a bit more bumpy or lumpy, or maybe it'll go the opposite way. Maybe it'll be smoother and healthier and brighter and shinier. But regardless, the moment you let your appearance dictate how lovable you are or how worthy you are inevitably setting yourself up for disappointment, because you'll never win, because you're always going to change. Even your personal, like, everything about you is ever changing. Like your appearance, your personality, your outlook on life, your thoughts, your brain, everything is always changing and growing. And that is just part of being human, and it doesn't need to be resisted or fixed or like you don't need to rewind the clock or do any of that stuff. You just need to learn how to embrace the person that is sitting in their house, their car, going for a walk, whatever you're doing right now, listening to this podcast. Like, that person is enough on their own. And I'm telling this to myself as well, because I need to hear it sometimes. Like, I needed to hear it yesterday. I'm feeling much better about it today, but I know that I'm sure I'm going to have another one of those days, because that's just the way we are. Humans, we'll have good days and bad days. And I think we just need to kind of release our expectations a little bit. Like, they're so high and there's really no room for movement. That old version of you does not exist anymore. It no longer exists. It's a version of you from the past. Sure, if you really, really, really wanted to, you can try and get close to that person, and you can try and, I don't know, like, I was watching through my stories. Ooh, lip filler, that'll be nice. I wonder if that'll make me feel a bit better. Ooh, I can get some more facials. Ooh, I can dye my hair. Ooh, I can work out more. Like, there's all these things I could have done to get myself back to a point that would have been similar to those pictures back in the day. But whether or not I'll do them, I don't know. Haven't decided. But at least I know that they are there if I really do feel like I need them. Or perhaps I was just going through a moment where I was like, you know, we all have those little spiral sessions where we just feel like, and we just need to mope and dwell and feel bad about ourselves for a little while, and then snap back out of it and realize that we're amazing as we are. Time changes, things change, everything does, everything changes. Resisting change is always going to lead to tension and stress and resentment and often nostalgia sometimes. So let go. Like, just accept who you are now, where you're going in the future. Stop looking backwards because you're not going there. Look forwards, because that is all you have. Actually, no, even forward you don't have yet. You only have the present, my friends. And that's why they call it a gift. I'm kidding. But, I mean, that is pretty cute. Anyway, I hope it makes sense. Just focus on now. Focus on how you feel about yourself rather than how you look. And if how you look is affecting how you feel about yourself, then do what you want to do to change it. But don't let that change be influenced by what other people think of you, or by you feeling like you're not lovable unless you look like that. Because you are lovable regardless. Your appearance does not dictate whether or not you are lovable. Full stop. Period. Mic drop. Thank you. See you next time. All in all, though, I hope that did actually, I mean, look, it was a ramble. That is the issue with not editing these. I did edit a couple of times because I had to be, I had to stop the recording because I was interrupted, but look, I did my best. That's like 25 minutes almost of talking non-stop, which is quite a lot. Please let me know, actually, on Mental Makeover Podcast Instagram or on my Instagram, whether or not you actually do like these unedited podcast episodes, because I can keep on doing them if you prefer, like, my natural thought pattern, or if you would prefer just clean, concise, straight to the point. I mean, I'm never straight to the point, but you get what I mean. All the little stuff ups and stuff in between, if you like them gone, hit me up. Let me know. I would very much like to know. And as always, if you did enjoy this podcast or my podcast in general, please don't forget to give it a rating or a review, or subscribe if you haven't already. Anything is amazing and very, very, very much appreciated. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I will speak to you all next time. Bye, guys.